Take your business further with the smart and flexible American Express Business Gold Card. You can earn 4 times points on your top 2 eligible spending categories every month, like transit, U.S. restaurants, and gas stations. That's the powerful backing of American Express. 4 times points on up to $150,000 in purchases per year. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/businessgoldcard.
Well, what's good, everybody? Welcome into the Early Edge in 5. More best bets for the night in sports. Don't forget, coming up at the bottom of the hour, we have our Week 5 NFL Mega Preview, M Squared, the Maestro, and, of course, the Stoic One, RJ White. But let's bring the stars of this show. We got Johnny B, and we got Prop Stars. Johnny, real quick, in baseball, if a player is pending a suspension, they're still allowed to play, correct?
Yeah, while it's being appealed, correct.
All right, so we're going to adopt the same rules at the Early Edge that they have in Major League Baseball. And while Alex is pending his suspension, he will be allowed to play until the decision has come down from the powers that be. So with that being said, we got no time to waste, gentlemen. So, Alex, since you are allowed to participate, I would love for you to go first, sir.
Coach, I've got a little extra pep in my step today. I'll get to that later on Twitter, though. We'll leave that for another topic. But, Coach, I love Jerry Jeudy over 50.5 receiving yards. We're getting after this line early ahead of Thursday Night Football. I expect this one to close around 53-54.5. Listen, no more Javonte Williams. Unfortunately, had that season-ending knee injury. We already were dealing with a very condensed target tree with these Denver Broncos. Pretty much we're looking at Jeudy, Cortland Sutton, and Javonte Williams, and not many targets to spare. So without Javonte now in the lineup, I expect a further uptick for Jeudy, who already has a discounted line. His route participation is nearly 100%. He runs a route on almost every single Russell Wilson dropback. This is a discounted number. I expect this to be closer to the low to mid-60s as the season progresses. And it's actually a friendly matchup versus a Colts defense. They rank 27th in passing DVOA. They also do a good job of limiting big plays. So I expect Jeudy to work underneath, absorb a lot of those intermediate routes, and have a big game. That's why I love him over 50.5 receiving yards.
I'm actually shocked that you gave this one out today, because somebody that I remember, I don't remember who it was, said that now that Javonte Williams is out, that his stud running back, Melvin Gordon, was going to get a bunch of work in the next. I can't remember who said that, but a little shocking that you'd give this one out, but I'll leave that for what it is. All right, now, Johnny Bowman. You're going to have to wait for a second, because we got 2 plays from Sportsline itself. And if you're not a Sportsline member yet, what are you doing? You can even get Alex's stuff temporarily at the site. That's worth 10 bucks as it is. Now, use the promo code early. I'm getting all flustered here. I'll give you 30 days for free. All my cappers, all my Sims, everything. And today, the simulations say 2 things. We're going to take the Blue Jays, Orioles. It's a low over 7.5. Our simulations have it at 9.3, and the Blue Jays are highly motivated. Huh, Johnny B? Highly motivated here with 2 games left. So we'll take the over 7.5 there. Then we're going to take the Yankees on the money line, game 2, minus 115. Now, the Yankees, they need to play well the last couple of days as they move into the postseason. They will win game 2 today, says Sportsline. Now, Johnny B, bring us home.
Yeah, I got 2 plays today, Coach. And coming from my new spot, thank you guys for hanging with me, but I got 2 plays. Giants plus 120 against the Padres. So it's Carlos Rodon pitching for the Giants. He's been really good lately, and he's facing the Padres' worst starter in Sean Manaea. Sean Manaea has really struggled, and I think the Padres will end up using a lot of their bullpen. The Padres still technically have playoff position to play for, but they rested Manny Machado yesterday, so I don't think they care too much about that spot. They also start their wild card series on Friday, so they're going to be pitching a lot of bullpen today. I don't think they're going to use any of their top guys, Coach. I think they're going to want to give them the rest to get to the weekend, because they could end up pitching 3 days in a row there. And then my second play, we're going to go with the Braves on the money line. They fell victim to the Sunday night baseball curse last night. They just didn't show up yesterday ready to play. However, they only need one more win or one Mets loss to clinch the division. I think today is the day to do it, considering the Mets have a doubleheader. Jake Odorizzi has struggled overall, but Braxton Garrett starting for the Marlins, and the Braves absolutely crushed lefties. The Braves' bullpen should be reset after taking the day off yesterday as well. So I like the Braves on the money line and the Giants in the money line here.
We should have known, shouldn't we have, that the Braves, no matter if it's three games left, it's the Sunday night curse. I'll fully admit I played the Braves yesterday, and I'm kicking myself. But I will not do that next season. I can promise you that. By the way, because the man's starving for attention, can you all say, well done, Buckets, in the chat for me, please? Just write, well done, Buckets. He's in there. He's begging for you to say, yes, he hit one from the early show. Yes, his second play is up 3-1 at halftime. Whoop-dee-doo. You're going to hit two plays from the early show. Big deal. Can you hit three in a row? Well, Barcelona's down at halftime. We'll have to find out. But say, nice job, Buckets. Nice job, Buckets. And with that being said, there's only one thing left to do. And that's show the recap screen quickly before I end the show. See, Johnny B's on the Braves, minus 165. Giants, money line, plus 120. Smart play there, as the Padres have already qualified, and they're basically nowhere to go. Then, Alex, why do we give out props on a Tuesday? Because we want to beat the number. You heard him say it's going to close at 53 or 54. Get 3 yards of value now. Then two plays from Sportsline itself. Blue Jays, Orioles, over 7.5. And then Yankees on the money line, minus 115. Now, there's only one thing left to do. And I believe you all know what that is. First, set your notifications for bottom of the hour, our Week 5 NFL Mega Preview. And then understand that you've got your marching orders. Let's take all of these tickets straight to the pay window. For my entire crew, love them all. Prop Stars, Johnny B, Jake the Snake on the ones and the twos, and our entire crew, all of you at home, you take the time, and we appreciate it so, so much. You're at the early edge, and sometimes, we do it in five. Good luck.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with 3 rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend, or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.